them, if at all, for the cold games that they've experienced at this point in the year, which have been a little bit tricky for them?
Yeah, well, shout out to our trainer Kylie and our nutritionist Olivia. Hot coffee and hand warmers in the dugout. I mean, it's a new experience for them, but they have to go through it. You know, they have to experience it. Like, I always tell them, it's like, hey, I know you're cold, but so are they. So, like, we got to figure out, you know, they're not making excuses, or we are, or the other way around. But, like I said, good group. They're not scared of anything, man. Like, if it's cold, warm, whatever it is, it's the same exact group. They don't make many excuses, which is the fun part, you know, and they figure out how to bounce back. So, it's definitely a new experience for them. I don't like playing in the cold. I don't like coaching in the cold. I don't like standing there at their base in the cold. But it is what it is, you know, and the only thing we can control is what, you know, how we respond to things.
Yeah, I feel bad for guys like Zach Wilkins, Andrew Kresge, who aren't even making the jog the third. They're just shivering in the dugout the entire game. A couple of players that stood out in that Delmarva series, which you guys come back from last week. Cesar Hernandez, he had a three-hit game in the opener, 10-2 win for you guys. He fell just a double short of the cycle. He had a three-hit debut as well, and he's settling in right in the middle of the order right now, the Cuban signing and top international prospect for the Astros. What have you liked about his first 10 days as a pro? He's checked a lot of boxes already.
Yeah, just his overall confidence and swagger, you know, like, it's a humbling swagger. It's a guy that shows up to work every day. Much like the other guys, he's really came in and meshed with the rest of the guys. We do have a fairly group, a bigger group of Cubans here. I think we have three or four guys, which is traditionally how it goes here with the Astros. You know, we do a really good job of scouting these guys and signing them early and giving them a chance to help our ball club create some value, whether it's at the big league level or some sort of transaction, and he's done a good job of fitting in. You know, he works hard, he plays hard, he goes first to third, he steals bases. There's things fundamentally that can get better, yeah, but to me it's very important, especially for these first 2 weeks for him. It's just let him play, let the kid showcase what he's got. You know, there's a reason why he was the number one ranked international prospect in 2020. The kid can play. The kid's got some raw abilities. You know, we'll start tinkering or working with stuff here soon, but for now I just wanted him to play, you know, play his first games in front of fans in the States and have fun with it.
Yeah, Julio Marte was one of the guys who made his debut as well just recently. The roster doesn't look too much different from when the Woodpeckers left for Delmarva. That we do add Julio Marte, though, a right-handed starter who debuted in Delmarva. It was one of those cold, windy nights in front of a big crowd. I think there was over 4,000 in attendance, and that was his first game since last year in the Dominican Summer League, you know, on a backfield in the Dominican. What'd you tell him going into that start, if anything, just to help calm a few of those nerves, and how do you think he handled himself in a tough environment, one of the newest Woodpeckers pitchers?
Yeah, well, things were stacked against him, or not against him, but things were, you know, pretty tough, I guess, for him right off the bat. It felt like 38 degrees when we went out there for first pitch. The wind was hauling, packed stadium, you know, he did just traveled a couple days before. I just told him to have fun, man. I told him I don't care about results, it's about how you deal with what happened. You know, figure out how do you respond to the event that just occurred, and I thought he did a phenomenal job with that. I thought he competed. He was in the zone. You know, a lot of times he gets scared with them trying to do too much, not trying to avoid contact. He wasn't afraid of contact. He made a rookie mistake when he threw the ball over the third baseman's head, but the way he handled it, the way he approached it, he gave us a chance. Offensively, we couldn't piece it together that game, but he gave us a chance. He kept us in it.
Yeah, he worked into the fourth inning of that start, and you'll expect to see him likely coming out of the bullpen at some stage this week in tandem. Alonzo Treadwell finished off the series really well. Five innings, career high for him on Sunday in the series conclusion. He's in a rough stretch right now of having to pitch Education Day games and wake up super early to go out there and pitch, so his body clock's a little bit off. But, you know, at the start of the year, it was just about building him up, right? He hadn't played a game for about a calendar year since coming out of UCLA. Now he's closer to that 75-pitch cap that you have most of the guys at, and he just went five innings. What are you seeing him improve on just in the last couple of weeks, and where's his confidence gone?
Yeah, well, he just got to get on the mound, you know, like he hadn't pitched in competitive games in like a year or so. You know, you got to feel those juices, that adrenaline pump, and, you know, the preparation, the routine, all that stuff of a game day. He just had to feel that one or two times, and obviously, have you seen the talents there, you know, a little tweak here and there he's got going with Wilkins on his delivery. I think his stuff is sharp, would like him to throw his off-speed maybe a little bit harder, but he'll get there. I mean, the stuff is there, the talent's undeniable. The human being's undeniable. I mean, what a great kid he is. You know, he's a tall, huge, 6'8", 230 kid, you know. that claims that he could still hit. He's just a kid, you know. Like, he's having fun with it. He's been a good teammate. He's been a pleasure to coach.
I don't know if you saw, Ricky, but just prior to the game today, there was about five puppies that were running around the dugout, and I think everybody could always use a little bit of puppy therapy going into the start of a series. Did you get to see the puppies yourself or just the players?
I do. I see the puppies every day with my players running around the bases going crazy. But, no, it's always fun, I mean, for the guys to do. And, like, the organization here in Fayetteville, second to none, you know, with the opportunities they present the guys to not only distract them from the game, but, you know, give them an opportunity to interact with the outside community and stuff like that. So it's always really cool, especially for these guys in their first full pro year.
Yeah, they were loving it. They melted. And, you know, Woodpeckers 5-0 in series openers this year. So hopefully the puppies can bring them a little bit of luck, as well as they get ready to open things against the Carolina Mudcats this week. It's the Skipper, Ricky Rivera, our biweekly coaches show. Appreciate it, Ricky. Good luck this week.
Thank you, Toby.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And pull. Right one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready for the series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats, live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app, and MILB.TV. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, and we are ready to go. Right-hander Yariel Santos winds and deals the first pitch of our game, and it crosses the dish for a strike at 6:37 p.m., our official first pitch time tonight in Fayetteville. It's warm, partly cloudy, 85 degrees, one of the warmer first pitches of the season. Santos places a changeup for a strike and quickly gets ahead of Daniel Giarte, the Carolina leadoff hitter, 0-2. Giarte, Rodriguez, and then Cooper Pratt, they lead off the Mudcats lineup. They are 18-7, the first-place club in the Carolina League North Division. The Woodpeckers at 16-11. First place club in the South. Giarte in a 1-2 count. Santos winds, kicks, throws, and strikes him out with a breaking ball. Weave into the outside part of the plate. And Giarte down swinging for the first out. Rodriguez coming up to the plate, and Colin has the Fayetteville defense for you.
I'm a little rusty, Chappy, so bear with me here. Cesar Hernandez out in left field. Kenny Gomez in center. Nehomar Ochoa, the right fielder. Wander Luciano over at third. Chase Jaworski, the shortstop. Alejandro Nunez at second. Oliver Carrillo is at first, and Fernando Caldera doing the catching for Santos.
Yoferi Rodriguez swings away at the 1-0 and hits it deep out into right center field, all the way towards the warning track. Kenny Gomez, and about 15 feet in front of that wall, he makes the catch. Rodriguez gives it a good ride and falls just short. It'll be Cooper Pratt now. The Woodpeckers for our radio audience tonight are in the home white uniforms. The black ball cap with the white uniform. Woodpeckers in white outlined in black across the chest. A black numeral and nameplate on the back outlined in red. Black belts with white pants. High black socks for Yariel Santos. And he spins a first pitch curve into Cooper Pratt. Carolina has black batting helmets on with a red bill. Gray uniforms with a red stripe detail around the shoulder. Pratt turns away from the pitch. Mudcats in red across the chest, red numerals on the back of the jerseys, a black belt with a gray pant, a red and black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Cooper Pratt takes the pitch low, and it is 1-1. Santos coming into today 1-0 with a 2.70 ERA off of four innings of one-hit baseball. His last time out, Pratt swings away here, golfs a line drive out into left, long run over for Hernandez, and it gets under his glove. To the base of the wall it goes. Pratt hustling down to second base, and he has a two-out double. Hernandez almost got over there to make the play. It just snuck under his glove. And Cooper Pratt's one of those bats right in the heart of the Mudcats order lineup, order, Colin, that the Woodpeckers will have to be cautious of.
Yeah, I mean, this 1-4, Chappie, all top 30 prospects, according to MLB Pipeline. You got Juan Baez stepping in, who's number 24, but Pratt, the highest of the bunch, 10th coming into the season. The high schooler has gotten off to a strong start for the Mudcats.
Former sixth-round draft pick. Here's Juan Baez. Baez catching, playing at third and hitting cleanup today. He takes the first pitch a little low. 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Santos, 1-0. Baez with a slightly open stance, high black socks at the plate. He takes the pitch down to the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. Carolina didn't play a lot of baseball this weekend. They were postponed on Saturday and Sunday. I should say suspended on Saturday, postponed on Sunday. So they've not played any baseball since Saturday. Sometimes a little bit too much rest can be a problem over the course of a baseball season. It's a game of repetition. Doesn't seem to be a problem for Cooper Pratt, starting his day with a double. With 2 outs, runner at second, no score. Baez ready for the 2-1. He grounds it up the middle. It might have clipped the umpire. Diving stop by Jaworski. Throw to first is dug out. Came off the bag. Throw to the plate. Got him. Pratt is thrown out of the plate by Carrillo. Great awareness by the Woodpeckers first baseman to stick with the play. He was pulled off the bag on the throw from Jaworski, snaps the throw to the plate, and gets Pratt trying to score the first run of the game. Great defensive work, and we head to the bottom of the first inning. Woodpeckers head to the bat rack. It'll be Hernandez, Carrillo, and Gomez to lead it off when we return.
The best bird in the world, Bunker! Let's hear it for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 3 runs tonight, it's Taco Tuesday. All fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3, 1, 2, 3. On the mound for the Mudcats, Manuel Rodriguez. Leading off the bottom of the...
Well, the Woodpeckers make a great defensive play at the plate to close down the inning. Cesar Hernandez leads off the bottom of the first against the Carolina right-hander Manuel Rodriguez. He throws home and misses a little bit low for ball one to Hernandez. Hernandez, Carrillo, and then Kenny Gomez, top three of the lineup, followed by Juan Santander, Wander Luciano, and Chase Jaworski. It's rounded out by the 7-9, Ochoa Jr., Alejandro Nunez, and then Fernando Caldera, the catcher. Hernandez from the left side readies, and the 1-0 taken for a strike. Our home plate umpire today is William Paschal, and Andrew Schrock is the base umpire. The two-man crew in the black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. Here's the pitch, and Hernandez takes off the inside, a curve. 1 ball and 1 strike on Cesar. Playing his third pro series. He was added to the roster during the last homestand. Top international signing in the Astros 24 class. This is a well-struck grounder to first. Scooped up by Diaz behind the bag. And he'll take it there himself. Good contact, but Hernandez grounds out. And with one out, Carrillo coming up to the plate. Let's look around the Carolina defensive arrangement, Colin.
And Blayberg Diaz over at first. Daniel Guillarte, Carolina League Player of the Week last week, over at second. Cooper Pratt, the shortstop. Juan Baez at third. Yosuar Garcia out in left field. Yoferi Rodriguez, the center fielder. Kalen Nicasia, attorney from last year, out in right field. And David Garcia doing the catching for Rodriguez.
Here's the Woodpecker home run leader, Oliver Carrillo, and he takes the first pitch a little high for ball one. Carrillo hit his fourth of the year last week on the road in Delmarva. Swings and pulls a grounder inside of third, scooped behind the bag by Baez. The toss across in time to retire Oliver. And the Woodpeckers start their day offensively with ground outs to the corners. Two quick outs for the right-hander Manuel Rodriguez, and he is a youngster. At just 18 years old, he will not turn 19 until late in the season, August. He's even younger than Ramy Rodriguez, youngest pitcher on the Woodpeckers roster, born in July of 05. So Rodriguez, Miguel, that is one of the youngest players across the entire Carolina League, going up against a fellow 18-year-old here in Kenny Gomez. He swings and got underneath it. Soaring fly that has a little bit of carry to it. Kalen Nicasia staring up into the sunny skies, and he makes the catch. The inning's over. A pair of groundouts and a flyout as the Woodpeckers finished off in order. No score after one inning tonight in Fayetteville. The series underway between the Mudcats and the Woodpeckers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Smiles. It's time for the Village Family Smile Cam. Want to wear the same cap the players are wearing on the field? Make sure you head to the Bird's Nest team store to get yours today. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Uriel Santos. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Mudcats, the catcher, number 23, David Garcia.
Top of the second inning, the Woodpeckers and Mudcats scoreless after one. Right-hander for the Woodpeckers, Ariel Santos, back out to the mound. He got a great defensive play at the plate on a throw from Carrillo home to gun down Cooper Pratt, trying to score the first run of the game. Here's a line shot hit to second base, and Alejandro Nunez brings it in for the first out, so hit right to him. There's already been a few well-struck balls in this game that have gone directly to infielders. Hernandez smoked one. Cesar Hernandez in the first inning, and now David Garcia lines out. Here comes Luis Castillo batting left, the designated hitter for the Mudcats tonight. And the first pitch off the outside corner, 1-0. A reminder that live scoring is available for tonight's game. Go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or follow our game through the Game Day tab on the MILB app, and you can see all the stat and pitch info that we have up here in the booth. 1-1 on Castillo, a 157 hitter with three home runs, 12 RBIs. Curveball drifts up and away Two balls and a strike on Luis Castillo. Uriel Santos, a four-pitch mix that he brings home. Fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider, the standard four-pitch offering. Here's a grounder towards the middle. Nunez can't get it over from second, and it's rolling out into right center field. Luis Castillo splits the infield, puts it in a good spot, and comes up with a one-out single, second hit allowed by Uriel Santos tonight.
And this is the Carolina part of the lineup that the Woodpeckers are familiar with because they saw the 6, 7, and 8 last year. Castillo, Nicasia, and then Gleyber Diaz afterwards. Castillo went 7 for 34 last year against the Woodpeckers, 1 for 1 in 2024.
First pitch misses low to Kalan Nicasia. Yeah, these are a couple of familiar names from last year. Nicasia has hit his fair share of home runs in this ballpark going back to 2023. Shortstop Jaworski towards the middle. Third baseman shallow. Here's a double play ball. Hit to second. Nunez the backhand to second. Jaworski to first. 4-6-3. The Woodpecker infield rolls a pair. And Yariel Santos quickly out of the top of the second. Taylor made for Nunez to get it started. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Santander, Luciano, and Jaworski coming to the plate when we return. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. Come on, show us those tumblers. So cool. All right. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Manuel Rodriguez. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers. It's the Janny King cleanup hitter of the game, the designated hitter, number 50, Juan Santander.
Juan Santander leads things off for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the second inning. Middle infield turned to double play to close down the top of the second for Yariel Santos. Fayetteville started through two scoreless. And here's the right-hander Miguel Rodriguez, who retired all three Woodpeckers he faced in the first. Santander ready. The cleanup hitter in DH takes a low strike for an 0-1 count. Santander, Luciano, and then Chase Jaworski, the middle three here in the series opener. The pitch. A little low again, this time a ball. 1-1. Two ground outs and a flyout against Miguel Rodriguez in that first inning. Kenny Gomez hit his pretty far out there towards the warning track. Santander with a grounder. It's backhanded by Pratt. Sets his feet, throws across, and it's dug out on a one-hop by Diaz. Nice play on both ends. Pratt showing out the strong arm off the backhand, and Diaz with the backhanded scoop.
And Chappie, the thing is with Manuel Rodriguez is the fact that he is able to be so efficient. He goes deep in outings. Part of it is he doesn't strike out a lot of guys. Despite not having the strikeout pitch, the benefit for Rodriguez comes in the fact that it's less taxing on his arm.
Luciano takes down and outside, begins the at-bat 1-0. Yeah, he is on a stretch right now of three straight games where he's pitched at least five innings. The 1-0. Inside on Luciano. Five innings on the road at Augusta, 5 1/3 at home against Salem, and then 5 2/3 at home against Columbia. You do not see a lot of starters, especially this early in the season across the Carolina League, pitch into the sixth. 2-0 is whacked on a fly out into left field. Garcia started back. starts to sprint forward and makes a lunging last-second catch. He comes up with the baseball. Great play. You know, his first step back almost cost him. The Garcia closing in the entire time with a last-second lunge, picks that one off the grass, steals a hit from Luciano.
Usually he's using his speed on the bases, team leader in stolen bases, but that time he needed that closing speed to track down a ball that just started coming in at the last second. Not sure if it was wind, not sure if it was just the spin on it. Either way, good recovery.
Here's Chase Jaworski. Fayetteville shortstop and lefty takes a fastball on the low outside corner for strike one. Five up, five down for Rodriguez to begin the day. 0-1 to Chase, fouled back into the screen.
A lot of first pitch strikes, and again, another favorable count. That'll go a long ways. Again, 18 years old, very impressive to see him pitch so efficiently.
Manuel Rodriguez, the 18-year-old from Mexico. The 0-2. Jaworski takes strike three on the outer edge. That got him looking. Three-pitch strikeout for Jaworski. First of the day for Rodriguez, and he closes down another 1-2-3 frame. We're already through two innings in Fayetteville, and there's no score between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats at Segra.
For the Brian Hunter T-shirt toss. She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to. Watch out!
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Uriel Santos. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Mudcats, the first baseman, number 15, Gleyber Diaz.
Third inning starts with a pitch clock violation assessed against Uriel Santos. It'll be a 1-0 count on Gleyber Diaz. Swinging through the first pitch, leveling things 1-1. It is my pleasure to welcome back onto the broadcast tonight Colin Casey, and let's send it over to him for the first time this year with the play-by-play. Colin?
Thank you very much, Andrew Chapman. A 2-1 count now on Diaz, who has himself a .250 batting average, a home run, and five runs batted in, but swings through with a breaking ball from Uriel Santos. It's 2-2, and for Diaz, he's made the most out of the 10 hits he has this year, five of them going for extra bases, including four doubles. Santos looking for a second strikeout, but Diaz will spoil it foul to the right and out of play. This is the only six games this week between the Mudcats and the Woodpeckers this season after 21 games played last year between the two clubs. A swing and a miss, and Diaz down on strikes. Santos has given up a couple of hits here and there, but it's largely been in control of this Mudcats lineup through eight batters, one down.
He hasn't quite pitched as long in appearances as his counterpart Manuel Rodriguez has, but he's had dominant stretches, four hitless on the road against Fredericksburg, and he has a feel for all his stuff. He can really spin it.
Yosuar Garcia, the former Phillies farmhand, steps in and takes strike one from Santos. Takes a ball down in the dirt. Garcia hitting .323 in the top 10 in the Carolina League in batting average right now. He does qualify. He's almost a second leadoff hitter for the Mudcats down at the bottom of the order as Santos gets him to chop it foul. Was signed just 4 days before the season began after he was released by Philadelphia. Milwaukee swept him up quickly off of waivers, and safe to say he's been an impact player for Carolina and part of their 18-7 start as he sends one down the right field line, but it'll slice foul, landing on the top of the wall. Spent some time last year with the Clearwater Threshers, the single-A affiliate of the Phillies, down in the Florida State League.
Probably was a teammate of former Woodpecker Manuel Urias then, who was also a Philly farmhand and pitched for Clearwater.
That's right, Urias now up in Asheville pitching this year after spending much of last season with the Woodpeckers. Ariel Santos with the 1-2 and a great hook. That was reminiscent of Urias' hook last year. Sweeping breaking ball down below the knees, back-to-back punch-outs to begin the third for the Woodpeckers' right-hander.
Yeah, that thing is a slug going up to the plate. 76 miles an hour, just drifting its way down towards the shoelaces, and one of his best curveballs so far.
Daniel Guillarte with two away. Takes a close ball one. And for this Mudcats team, big loss today in a positive note. Right ahead of this series. It's the 1-0 hit on the ground up the middle, and that will sneak through for a two-out single. Daniel Guillarte picking up right where he left off last week after winning Carolina League Player of the Week honors, and it's two-out base runner for the Mudcats. But as I was saying, first baseman Taden Hall, who was tied for the league lead in batting average to start the season, was promoted earlier today by Milwaukee. He will join High A Wisconsin. And that is a big loss in the Mudcats lineup. Starting and stopping is Guillarte off of first, and Yoferi Rodriguez pops it foul into the third base seats. Hall with multiple three-hit performances. Led the team in extra base hits, and certainly a guy that first-year manager Nick Stanley will be missing in his lineup this week. Rodriguez, foul tip, and held on to for strike two.
Yeah, Hall got the bump. You know, Fredericksburg, they promoted Brandon Pimentel last week as well. He was the top RBI guy in the league. So as you get closer to that first half title run, some of these offenses are going to look a little bit different without their top players.
Guillarte moving, pitches outside, the throw down, tagged by Jaworski, not in time. He thought he had him, but Guillarte just got the hand in. According to field umpire Andrew Schrock. So runner in scoring position and a 1-2 count on Rodriguez with two down. Close play, Jaworski did have to pull that back to the runner side of the base, and maybe that was enough. Slider down and in, Rodriguez now with a 2-2 count. Mudcats with three hits compared to none so far for Fayetteville. And the 2-2, little bit in. Ferry Rodriguez has two home runs on the year. They came in the same series against the Augusta Green Jackets. One of them was a go-ahead grand slam in the top of the ninth inning to power the Mudcats to an improbable victory over the Braves single-A affiliate. Rodriguez, ground ball through the left side for a base hit. Guillarte rounding third. He will come in to score the first run of the ball game, and Yoferi Rodriguez drives in his 17th run of the season and gives the visitors the 1-0 advantage. Game of inches. Close play at the bag. Jaworski tad late on the tag, and Rodriguez makes him pay.
Yeah, right now they're nothing too crazy, not really barreling up the ball, but just finding little open holes on the infield to go the opposite way and find a gap. A couple of C&I singles have helped the Mudcats in the early going.
Cooper Pratt takes ball one down and away. third inning has been a bit of a trouble inning for Santos this season. He's given up now 7 runs. 3 of them have come in the third. Breaking ball in the dirt, and Caldera gets his body in front of it. Cooper Pratt, drafted in the 6th round by the Milwaukee Brewers, was committed to play baseball at Ole Miss, but ultimately signed the hefty contract, and so far the early return's been pretty good for Pratt. And he takes strike one. Had a very promising debut in the season opener on the road against the Salem Red Sox, where he went 3-for-4, finished a home run shy of the cycle, including a big 9th-inning triple to lead the Mudcats to an extra-inning victory over the Red Sox. Santos misses down and away, in danger of walking his first batter of the ballgame. Juan Baez, the team leader in hits, waits on deck. Rodriguez leads off of first, and Santos pumps in a fastball at 94. It's now a full count. And Pratt will use up his timeout. Santos comes set from the stretch. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, low ball, 4. And Pratt is on for the second time. Doubled in his first at-bat. Now he draws a walk, and this will draw pitching coach Zach Wilkins out of the Fayetteville dugout.
It wasn't a bad pitch decision. Santos has snapped off that curveball a couple of times today, notably striking out Blaber Diaz with it. And just shorted that thing a bit. He wanted to drop it below the zone against Pratt, and it just came out a little bit flat. So now you set up a force at every base and try and draw some contact on the ground. That's what Rodriguez, on the other side of things, has done really well today, used the defense behind him.
So for Uriel Santos, he strikes out the 8 and 9 hitters in Diaz and Garcia, but 2-out single from Daniel Guillarte. Top of the order sparked the rally for the Mudcats. Guillarte swiped second base. He was driven in on a Yoferi Rodriguez opposite field RBI single, and then the walk from Pratt now gives Juan Baez a chance to really break open the lead for Carolina. He's driven in 10 runs on the year, a .371 on base percentage, and started the season as the leadoff hitter and now has found himself in the middle of the order instead. Santos, look over at second, Rodriguez with a decent lead, and Baez is jammed, fouls it straight back. It's Mudcats team trying to defend their second half crown from last year, taking home the North Division title in the Carolina League. Flared down the right field line, Baez behind, nothing in two. It was the first postseason appearance last year for the Carolina Mudcats since 2008. That was the longest playoff drought across the minors, which now belongs to the Hartford Yard Goats of AA Colorado up in Connecticut. Pitch sails high, and Baez with a 1-2 count. Now the Mudcats trying to make the playoffs in back-to-back seasons. They were dispatched in the North Division Finals last year by Down East. Santos gets a pop-up, shallow left center field, jogging in Kenny Gomez, but it's the shortstop, Jaworski, back there, who secures it and ends the inning. So a run does come across on the RBI single from Yoferi Rodriguez, but Yariel Santos limits the damage. We're through 2.5 from Segra Stadium. Carolina 1, Fayetteville nothing. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
In attendance tonight, if you see your name on the big board, make some noise and let us know where you're sitting.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow
To give a special shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight. Happy birthday from the Woodpeckers. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 27, Neomar Ochoa Jr.
Neomar Ochoa Jr. will lead it off in the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, who trail 1-0 to the Carolina Mudcats. Manuel Rodriguez, fastball inside corner for strike one. Rodriguez needing just 17 pitches to get through the first two innings. And now Ochoa will look to try and make things a little bit harder on the 18-year-old, and he hits one pretty well out towards left field. It chases Garcia back, still going back towards the wall, and he makes the catch on the warning track. Ochoa just got underneath it, missed out on his third home run of the season by a matter of feet. So a long out number one, and the base is still clear. Alejandro Nunez, the second baseman, digs in. Fayetteville, among the top teams in the Carolina League in home runs to start the season, and been very well balanced in that regard. Not a lot of guys that have had a lot of them on their own. Nunez takes one inside. Of course, Oliver Carrillo leading the team with four, but outside of that, a lot of guys with either one or two. Off the end of the bat for Nunez, Baez shading to his left, and throws out Nunez, so another quick two outs for Manuel Rodriguez. Eight up, eight down to begin the outing. Looking to get through the first nine perfectly. Fernando Caldera stands in the way, hitting 136 on the season. No homers, three runs batted in. Drove in a couple of runs last week against Delmarva. Another first pitch strike from Rodriguez. Mudcats pitching staff comes into today first in the Carolina League in both earned run average and whip. And it's 0-2 now on Caldera. 3.27 earned run average for Michael O'Neill's staff, the pitching coach for the Mudcats. And a 120 whip. Pitch, half swing, that was like self-defense for Caldera, and he could not hold up. Second strikeout for Rodriguez. Nine up, nine down for the 18-year-old on the road here in Fayetteville. After three innings, Mudcats lead the Woodpeckers 1-0.
Well, keep an eye out for Bunker, who'll lead the charge. Get on your feet and join the fun. And while you're enjoying the game, be on the lookout for Surfside Iced Tea Plus Vodka. The perfect blend of premium vodka and real tea with only 100 calories and just 2 grams of sugar. All with absolutely zero bubbles in Maine. Surfside flavors include iced tea, peach tea, half and half, and lemonade. Let's make some noise and ride the Surfside wave this season. Goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up new vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up new vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Yeriel Santos. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Mudcats, the catcher, number 21, David Garcia.
Switch hitting catcher David Garcia leads it off in the top of the fourth inning. We are flying here on this Tuesday afternoon in downtown Fayetteville. Yariel Santos misses. It is 1-0 on Garcia, who lined out sharply to second his first time around. And now he hits another one hard up the middle, backhanded Jaworski. Quick bobble, but a nice recovery, and he throws out Garcia. Middle infield's been busy to start this game for the Woodpeckers, but Jaworski made a diving stop, nearly threw out the runner back in the first inning, and this time around he gets Garcia.
They really have been active. That is the fourth play already that Jaworski's been a part of. And didn't panic after he bobbled it for a moment, completed the play.
Luis Castillo takes ball one down and outside. Fayetteville, 16-11 on the year, a game and a half lead on the Columbia Fireflies, last week's opponent for the Mudcats, as Castillo drives one deep down the left field line. It will land foul right off the railing, and it will bound behind the left fielder, Cesar Hernandez. Meanwhile, for the Mudcats, who we mentioned are also in first place, it's a one-game lead on the Fredericksburg Nationals, but the Mudcats still have two more games to play. They have the same number of wins, and the plan right now for the Mudcats and the Fireflies to make up the suspended game in the washout game on Sunday is to complete them in the front end of their six-game series that wraps up the first half of the season down in Columbia at Segra Park. The good news is if the division is decided, they certainly can adjust accordingly, but there might be some pressure to get those games in. Ground ball left side and past the lunge of Luciano. One out base hit, and Luis Castillo is 2-for-2.
We rolled the first one right up the middle in between Nunez and Jaworski. This time he splits the shortstop and the third baseman. So Luis Castillo just finding holes around the diamond and spraying it around right now. That's kind of how most of these Mudcats hits have been, aside from the Cooper Pratt line drive double in the first inning.
Four singles and the double for Mudcats offense that has the second best batting average in the Carolina League coming into today's ball game. Kaylan Nicasia swings over a curveball for a strike. You mentioned last time he was up, Chappie, about Nicasia and some of the big swings he had against the Woodpeckers a year ago. He's looking to add another one there, but he is down in the count 0-2. He had five hits in 52 at-bats, so a pretty tough batting average, but two of those hits were home runs, so he made the most out of those swings. And he swings and misses there for strike three. Might have gotten a piece of it, in fact. Fourth strikeout for Santos, and with two down, up comes Blayberg Diaz, the first baseman.
That curveball's been his strikeout pitch so far. He's K'd two of four hitters on the breaking ball. He got Diaz with it third inning, and Nicasia there.
60th pitch is chopped up the middle. Nunez will just step on the bag, and that will quickly bring an end to the inning following the one-out single for Castillo. So Santos threw four innings of one-run ball. Only problem is his team has been held scoreless so far through 3.5. Carolina 1, Fayetteville nothing. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The 910. Action Jackson is down on the dugout with our contestant tonight. Take it away, Action.
Test. There it is. All right. That's right, everybody. It is 9-1-0 night here at Segra Stadium. That means we're going to play some Fayetteville or not Fayetteville trivia. Got my man Isaac up here with me. We're going to take a turn around up here at the Segratron. We're going to check out tonight's questions. Oh, all right. Here we go. So the first question, is this or is this not in Fayetteville, North Carolina?
I believe it is.
Isaac believes. I believe that he is correct. Ding, 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 over there at the ASOM right across the street. Everyone, let's hear it for Isaac. We got two more. All right. Is this location in Fayetteville or no?
It is.
Isaac says that it is, and he's right. It is the Poe House, also right around the corner, not too far away. All right, this location right here, nice little park setting. Is this in Fayetteville? Yes or no, Isaac?
Oh, yeah. No, it is not.
He said, no, it is not. And that is correct. That is Freedom Park over across the state in Charlotte, North Carolina. Everybody, let's give it up for Isaac. Sounds like he knows the 910 pretty good.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Manuel Rodriguez. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 6, Cesar Hernandez.
Top of the Woodpeckers order in the bottom of the fourth inning here at Segra Stadium. 1-0, the Carolina Mudcats lead Fayetteville. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman back together in the booth for the first time this season.
Popped
up foul off to the left side, and glad to see that the view is still as good as it was when I left in September.
That's right. We brought some good weather for you here tonight.
I'm sure the Mudcats are certainly happy to see that after the cancellations they saw last week in Zebulon while the Woodpeckers were on the road. Broken back ground ball. First, Diaz flips it a little bit high, but Manuel Rodriguez tracks it down. Fields his position well, and he has set down the first 10 batters that he has faced tonight.
Yeah, the Woodpeckers offense, you know, they've been in a little bit of a slump over the last few days. They did put up 5 runs on Sunday, but the funny thing about that was that there was no RBI hit involved. They scored on wild pitches, a sac fly, a RBI fielder's choice. You have to go back to Friday in Delmarva when Kenny Gomez hit a solo home run to find the last time Fayetteville had an RBI hit. So, first of all, they need base runners tonight. They haven't had any of those. And then try and shoot some singles around the way the Mudcats have done. But right now they're looking to get back into that form they were in really over the first 10 days or so of the season, first 20.
It's a mound visit between David Garcia and Manuel Rodriguez. And I'm Garcia. I think the only thing I'm saying is just keep doing what you're doing. Maybe just a communication error perhaps on the last at-bat. You want to get smoothed over. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Manuel Rodriguez is still under 30 pitches. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning with one out. Carrillo swings and misses. Nothing and two. Oliver Carrillo grounded out his first time up to third. And now the 0-2. Fastball up and outside. Team leader in home runs, Carrillo with 4, 2 on the road, 2 here at Segra Stadium. Breaking ball misses outside, and when he's gotten a hold of them, they have gone a long, long way. Hit a towering first home run of the season on the road in Myrtle Beach. Hit another big bomb against Down East on Education Day, last homestand. But he takes strike 3, inside corner. Third strikeout for Rodriguez. And once again, 2 up, 2 down for Fayetteville.
Pitch, according to TrackMan, just a little bit inside off the plate, but still close enough. Or as a hitter, he'd probably have to swing 2 strikes, try and protect.
Kenny Gomez, outside corner, called a strike. The qualifying leader in batting average for the Woodpeckers at 286 now. Flew out to right field to end the first inning, and he finds himself behind nothing and two. Infield shifted around for Carolina. Manuel Rodriguez strikes him out. Fastball blows him away on the inside half. 12 up, 12 down for the 18-year-old out of Mexico. And right now the Woodpeckers do not have an answer for the Mudcats right-hander. We go to the fifth, still 1-0 Carolina on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Kiss Cam.
Aqua. Hard.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Rated PG. Kiss Cam.
That's the power of love.
Kiss Cam. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Uriel Santos. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Mudcats, the first baseman, number 15, Gleyber Diaz.
Well, pitching has ruled supreme through four innings at Segra Stadium. 1-0, the Carolina Mudcats lead it. Slow roller up along third. It trickles foul, so Yosuar Garcia will head back to the batter's box. With an 0-1 count, Uriel Santos back out on the mound, and Andrew Chapman heads back to the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Colin. The one run coming home on a Yeferi Rodriguez RBI single back in the third. Garcia, after running all the way up that line, makes his way back down to the plate. Mudcats have always had, at least in recent seasons, since they became a Brewers affiliate, those yellow accessories. I can remember Jackson Chorio wearing the yellow batting gloves a couple of years ago, the elbow guard when he was a rising prospect with the Mudcats. Yellow elbow guard, the yellow cleats, and bright yellow batting gloves for Yosuar Garcia. Mudcats have had a good hit rate in recent years of sending guys to the big league level. The 0-2 home. Chased down in the dirt. A strikeout for Santos. Caldera picked the pitch down to the dirt. Dropped the tag to complete the K. And that's number 5 for Uriel.
Another thing, too, with the Mudcats and the Brewers, Yosuar Garcia hailing from Venezuela. They've really hit well on guys from Venezuela over the last few seasons. And see Brewers, the lower levels chock full of them, and all these guys quickly making their way through the ranks now.
Thigh-high pitch called a strike, and it's quickly 0-1 on Daniel Guillarte at the top of the Mudcats order, third time through. Takes low here. Just a few of the names that come to mind, though. Of course, Jackson Chorio turned himself into one of the top prospects in all of baseball. Prior to that, you had guys like Bryce Terang, who's one of the stolen base leaders this year in the bigs. Sal Frelick is at the big league level now. Joey Weimer, as well, is a platoon outfielder. All Carolina League hairdo when he rolled into here with the blonde curls. 2-1, whacked on a line out into left center field. It's down into the gap. Cut off right before the track. Kenny Gomez fires back onto the infield. Cut off throw, not in time. Diving head first, Guillarte. He has a two-hit game and adds a double into the mix with one out. Second Carolina double of the game, and it'll go as their sixth hit as a lineup as well.
Tayden Hall got promoted today. Daniel Guillarte might be well on his way to a promotion to Wisconsin. The way he's been swinging the bat lately, spent all of last year with the Mudcats, so a guy that could very well see time in high A if he keeps hit the way he has as of recent.
Now it's Yeferi Rodriguez. First pitch, a changeup, missing outside for ball one. Rodriguez has driven in the only run of the ball game with an RBI single in the third. That came with two outs and scored Guillarte. Here we are again with Guillarte at second, Rodriguez at the plate, and the pitch misses high for ball two. Santos is right up around that pitch cap right now. He's thrown 69 in the game. They won't let him go too far beyond 75, and sure enough, a right-hander loosening out in the pen. Here's the set in the 2-0. A line shot hit to second. Nunez spears it, goes to second base, and Guillarte steps back in time. Well, that ball was absolutely lashed. 108 coming off of the barrel of Yeferi Rodriguez, according to Stadium TrackMan. That thing was sizzling. And no doubt Nunez in his left glove hand a little sore right now. Quiarte didn't even have time to really get off of the base. That's how hard that ball was hit. Helped him avoid getting doubled off. And here's Cooper Pratt swinging through a first pitch curve. Yariel Santos has a chance to make it through five innings for the first time this season. He's already gone a career high with that lineout. Here's a pitch to Pratt, called a strike on the inner half at 94. Surpasses his four and a third inning that he tossed back on April 25th here in downtown Fayetteville against the Down East Wood Ducks. So career day for Rodriguez, no matter whether it ends here, ends with five complete. Look to second where the runner leads. The 0-2 pitch inside almost grazed Pratt. An errant curveball from Santos, and it's 1-2. Pratt with a double and a walk. He's reached in both his plate appearances. Now the 1-2. He swings, and did that tip is bad? I guess it did. Just nicked the back. Caldera had it. The mitt wasn't able to squeeze it. And Pratt will get another chance. Up to an even 250 on the year after the double. The on-base percentage at 348. Santos fires and strikes out Pratt swinging. Five complete for Yariel Santos of one-run baseball. Needs a little help on the offensive end. The Woodpeckers heading back to the plate. It's been 12 up, 12 down today for Miguel Rodriguez. We go to the bottom of the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Carolina on top, 1-0.
Down to the field with Action Jackson.
That's right. That's right, everybody. You know what time it is. It is time for the ultimate pony race. You may have heard of the Preakness. You might know the Belmont Stakes. You definitely know the Kentucky Derby just happened this weekend. But this is the greatest horse race of all. We've got Josiah and we got Caleb down here ready to go. Your pony's good. You guys ready? You guys ready? Good? Ready, set, go. And they're off to the races. Let's make some noise for them, folks. Get loud. Let's hear it for Josiah. Let's hear it for Caleb. That's it. The crowd thinks Caleb's going to win. Caleb is in front currently. Can he keep it up? It's neck and neck. It's anyone's race, folks. Uh-oh. I think we've got a winner, everybody. Caleb by a hair. Everyone, let's give it up for these two. Make some noise.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Manuel Rodriguez. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the Janny King cleanup hitter of the game, the designated hitter, number 50, Juan Santander.
Woodpeckers trailing the Mudcats 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. We're already halfway through it tonight in Fayetteville. Juan Santander leads off and foul tips into the glove for strike one. It's the middle three here, 12 up, 12 down for Miguel Rodriguez to begin his day. What a run. Four strikeouts over the stretch for the 18-year-old. Santander takes a knee-high strike at 92 miles an hour, and it's nothing and two. Juan bounced out to the shortstop first time around. Rodriguez out of the stretch, fires, and misses up and outside. He's kept his pitch count very limited, only 38 to this point. As he stays ahead, 1-2 of Santander, fires, and a curveball strikes him out. Well, he's using the defense behind him early on. Rodriguez has now struck out three straight Woodpeckers going back to the fourth. And he is through 13 straight batters as Juaner Luciano stands into the right side.
Chappie, maybe the most scary thing about this performance so far, he threw 85 pitches his last time out, so he's not even halfway to the amount of pitches he threw against Columbia last week.
And I'm willing to stretch him out and let him keep on cruising at this pace. Spins the first pitch breaking ball in for strike one to Luciano. Wander flied out to left first time around. He swings here and shoots it up the middle by the dive of Gallarte and out into center field. Finally, the Woodpeckers have a base runner. In the fifth inning, they put an end to that old perfect game bid that Rodriguez was starting to work on.
Oh, no. Now we got Michael O'Neill and the trainer heading to the mound.
Looks like Rodriguez is limping a little bit and pointed at his right knee just a moment ago. I don't think that ball grazed him, did it?
I don't think it did either.
Slide shot right back towards the mound, and if it did, it was only a glancing blow, and this is just a precautionary visit. The coaches are already heading back to the dugout, and Rodriguez will resume his day, but now with a base runner on for the first time all night. Luciano with the single. That clocked at 103 off of the bat. Wander really squared it up. Here comes Chase Jaworski into the left side. Third baseman plays shallow. Baez towards the grass. Jaworski swings. Could be two. Second baseman Gallarte flips it to second. Pratt the turn to first. And just like that, the base runner wiped off the board, and the inning is over. That'll help keep your pitch count limited all night. Miguel Rodriguez threw five scoreless. Woodpeckers get a hit, but nothing more. We're going to the sixth inning. Carolina on top, one zip.
Mudcats, one. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, King Parks.
What's up, King?
Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And when we both get older, with walking canes and hair of gray, have no fear, even though it's hard to hear, I will stand real close and say thank you for being a friend.
Fans, this Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, number 66, Alain Pena.
We're in the top of the sixth inning, and the Woodpeckers will make a pitching change. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Alain Pena takes over, and on the first pitch, Juan Baez pulls a soft line drive out into left field. He starts the sixth inning out with a single, and the seventh Carolina hit of the evening. Pena enters the game after Yariel Santos goes a season-long five innings. Santos didn't have any offensive support behind him today, just one hit so far for the Woodpeckers lineup. He completes five innings, gives up six Carolina hits, the one earned run on an RBI single in the third. One walk, six strikeouts, Santos' season ERA down to 2.52. After a really nice start. Pitches down in the dirt, kicks away from Caldera, ends up behind him. Runner gets to second. Baez takes a big turn and will stop after the wild pitch to David Garcia. 1-0 on David Garcia, the lefty catcher, batting fifth in the Carolina order. He's hitless, a line out to second base and a grounder over to short. Alain Pena, the right-hander from Mexico, straightens up, fires, and misses outside with an 89-mile-per-hour pitch. Pena 1-0 with a 1.37 ERA on the year. He is one of the lowest ERAs in the Woodpeckers pitching staff. He'll become a qualified ERA leader after he completes today, assuming he goes long enough. Here's the pitch, and the 2-0 misses outside. When he was qualified for the ERA leaderboard just last week, his 1.37 ERA was third across the Carolina League circuit. 3-0 with Baez on second base. 1-0 Mudcats in the top of the sixth, the pitch. Curve cuts around the corner, lands for a strike, and it's 3-1.
Seven hits already for the Mudcats. Safe to say that they just have so much depth. They lose a guy like Taden Hall, and still offense up and down the lineup.
Yeah, all of the hits, though, by the top six guys in their order. Pop fly left side. Exits the infield, shallow and left for Hernandez coming on. Jaworski going out, and the Fayetteville shortstop puts it away for the first out of the inning. And the seven hits have come by the top six guys in the order. Nicasia, Diaz, and Garcia at the bottom still looking to find a way on. Castillo has been active. The DH 2-for-2 with a pair of singles, one of two Mudcats with a multi-hit day, him and Guillarte. The pitch home. Fastball in for strike one. Other numbers for Pena, really good strikeout totals, 29 of those over 19 and two-thirds prior to tonight. Just seven walks as well. He has a sub-1 whip at .9201 outside, and a good sliding stop by Caldera. One ball and one strike on Luis Castillo. Castillo out to a little bit of a slow start at the plate this year. Just 157 coming in over 24 games, so he'll welcome a multi-hit night. The set in the 1-1. Castillo swings, pops it up behind home, and out of play onto the roof. Astros are in New York City tonight. Underway against the Yankees in a nationally televised game. If you want to tune that one in over on TNT, Kyle Tucker hit an early home run, and then Alex Verdugo a three-run home run in the bottom of the first against the starter Justin Verlander. 1-2 coming home. Castillo takes strike three on the outside corner. Alain Pena floats in the backdoor curve. It was a pitch a little bit off the plate, according to TrackMan. But the zone expands for Pena, and he picks up his second out.
Now with the rebound after he fell behind 3-0 following the single from Baez on Garcia. Gets him to pop out, and then right backdoor breaking ball, well framed by Caldera.
Runner at second, still two outs. That's Baez down there. Here's Kalan Nicasia, the lefty. First pitch fastball off the plate outside, and it's 1-0. Carolina scoreless since the third. They got their lone run on a Yoferi Rodriguez single. The 1-0 pitch off the end of the bat. And Nicasia actually didn't splinter the bat. It sounded like he may have. It's a foul ball, 1-1. Home sixth inning will have the bottom three of the order. Ochoa, Nunez, and Caldera. The starter Miguel Rodriguez has faced the minimum after giving up a Luciano single, but then quickly getting a double play. Pitch outside, Caldera snags it, and it's 2-1 on Kalan Nicasia. Nicasia's used that short porch out and right a time or two here in Fayetteville. In his age 22 season, originally from the Netherlands, 16th round pick in 2021. Swings and bounces it softly towards second base. Charging in Nunez. Nunez gloves, flips to first, and records the out to end the sixth inning. Leadoff single is all for the Mudcats. They strand Juan Baez on second base. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left on. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Woodpeckers trying to generate some offense when we come back to Fayetteville.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Specialist Brent Gold. Specialist Gold enlisted and went to infantry and jump school at Fort Benning in 2005. Specialist Gold served one tour to Iraq in 2005 to 2006 and has received several honors for his service, including a combat infantry badge, two Army Commendation Medals, two Advanced Air Mobility Medals, and two Purple Hearts. Fans, let's hear it for Specialist Brent Gold. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thanks you for your service. Rodriguez. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 27, Neomar Ochoa Jr.
Woodpeckers with just one hit to show for it today. On the line scores, they go up against the right-hander Miguel Rodriguez, cutting through them like soft butter. Neomar Ochoa Jr. takes a strike, 0-1. Ochoa, Nunez, and Caldera. Only singles so far, Wander Luciano in the fifth. Rodriguez fires, and Ochoa flights it to the right and out of play. Nothing in two. Ochoa has one of the biggest swings of the day, a fly that just died short of the fence out in left center field in the third inning. Woodpeckers have hit a couple of balls hard against Rodriguez. They've put it in play, just haven't found many gaps. Nothing in two, the pitch, and Ochoa strikes out swinging. Made a little bit of contact, but Garcia holds on behind the plate. And now Miguel Rodriguez starting to rack up the strikeout totals. That's his sixth over 5 1/3, scoreless, no longer hitless. He retired 13 in a row. The old perfect game warning was going to pop up on the box score pretty soon, but Woodpeckers put an end to that as Alejandro Nunez flies the first one foul down the left field side.
It's always fun to see until it's your team on the other
side.
That's
right. That's right. When you're scanning the box scores, you see the big red icon. No hitter. Perfect game. Usually I think that gets thrown up on the box score after five.
I believe so,
that's,
yep.
That's when you start to recognize those things, but Rodriguez was stellar. Still is as he delivers a strike on the high outside corner to Nunez. Nunez with a ground out to third, first time around. The 0-2 set and pitch. Breaking ball lifted down the left field line. Long run over for Garcia. And right as he gets to the chalk, he slides on that warning track, makes the catch, and retires Alejandro Nunez for the second out.
That's the thing about these Mudcats outfielders. All three of them, plenty of speed. Garcia, as you know, team leader in stolen bases, makes a sliding play there. But, you know, Ferry Rodriguez, Kalen Nicasio, they can run as well. So it is, if you're going to drop one in the gap on them, you better hit it as far away as possible.
Yeah, there's been a couple of diving catches now for Garcia and left. Stole a hit from, I think it was Ochoa in the third inning. Here's Caldera, Fayetteville catcher at the bottom of the order. Rodriguez has still faced the minimum at this stage. Lofted liner out to right center, and it's down. Second Fayetteville hit of the day comes from Fernando Caldera. A two-out single. And he gets it back to the top with Cesar Hernandez. As dominant as Miguel Rodriguez has been today, as quiet as the Woodpeckers lineup has seemed at stages, all they are is just a base runner and one big swing away from taking the lead in this one.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Chap. He doesn't feel like a one-run game, but yeah, it is.
Third baseman Baez plays shallow. Pratt up the middle. The pitch. And Hernandez swings at a low changeup. Nothing in one. Rodriguez has extended his streak of starts going at least five innings. Today, the fourth straight game he's done so. Here's a one-hopper hit to third. Third baseman was going to go to second base. instead throws to first and retires Hernandez by just a step. Well, I don't know what Baez was thinking. For a moment, it looked like he was going to run all the way over to second and get in a foot race with Caldera. Wise decision to go across the diamond and end the inning. Fayetteville gets another hit but strands the runner, and they're scoreless through six. We head to the seventh inning, 1-0 Mudcats in the series opener.
Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Fans will be giving away a crossbody bag to the first 1,000 fans in attendance on Sunday, May 12th, courtesy of our friends from the Women's Wellness Center. The top of the seventh inning for the Mudcats, the first baseman, number 15, Bladeburg Diaz.
Bladeburg Diaz is the leadoff hitter for Carolina. A snappy 1-0 ball game tonight in Fayetteville. Let's send it back over to Colin for the play-by-play in the inning.
Thank you so much, Chappie. And Elaine Pena back on the mound starts off Bladeburg Diaz with a called strike. 8-9-1 hitters due up for the Muddies. Just the one run, but right now it's held up. Pitch misses inside on Diaz. It was an RBI single in the third inning for Yoferi Rodriguez, due up fourth this frame. Pena with 1-1, and Diaz takes it inside. Mudcats 18-7 to start the year. They won 14 of their first 17 games. That was their best start in 19 seasons. 2-1 inside, fastball backs Diaz off. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, 21 games between these two teams last year, just the six this year, but the Mudcats won 11 out of 21, so very close season series a year ago as Diaz draws a leadoff walk on Pena. And that was a season series that was very much in the Woodpeckers' favor through the first nine games. The two teams split on opening weekend. One game was postponed. And then in a seven-game series in Zebulon, Fayetteville took 6 of 7 as a bunt perfectly placed to third, and Yoswar Garcia will beat it out. Putting his speed on display, not just in the field, but at the plate as well. And just like that, the Mudcats, two on, nobody out against Pena here in the seventh.
Yeah, you cannot place it better than that, Colin. He, from the right side, showed it late, so a little bit of a drag to it. It caught Luciano off charging in. And he just rode the line of the grass. Sometimes if you roll it off that lip of the grass, it's going to trickle foul. But you cannot place it any better inside the stripe.
Now the table's set for Daniel Guillarte. Takes strike one. Guillarte, couple of hits tonight, including a double his last time up. Chance to push this lead even further for the Mudcats with Rodriguez doing what he's done on the mound, 6 scoreless. Slider down and outside. Story for the Mudcats the first weeks, couple of weeks of the season, was their offense, and now they've got the pitching to supplement what has been a strong offense. could be a recipe for trouble up in the North Division at this rate. Good pitch from Pena. It is 1-2, trying to battle back just like he did last inning. Gave up a leadoff single to Juan Baez and then set three down in a row, but now he has to contend with runners at first and second and nobody out. Diaz at second, Garcia at first. Two-strike pitch pops out of the mid of Caldera, bounces away. Late reaction from the runners, but they both do move up 90 feet. And it's a 2-2 count. I think that'll be a pass ball. Caldera had to come out of the crouch, but it was certainly in his range to make that play. So base hit might triple the lead. Infield coming in a bit now for the Woodpeckers. 2-2 from Pena. It's a tapper right in front of the plate. Picked up in what felt like foul territory, but home plate umpire says it's fair. And that is the first out. Both runners stay put. It's possible that a piece of that ball was still on the white chalk, but I thought that ball was in foul territory when Caldera picked it up, threw it down to first base. Woodpeckers will take it, though.
Official score does have that as a pass ball, Cullen, on the previous miscatch from Caldera that advanced the runners.
Makes up for it, though, there with that play. And
yeah.
Now with one down, Woodpeckers keen on trying to get the lead runner at the plate on a ground ball. Here is Yoferi Rodriguez responsible for the lone run so far tonight. And he gets a backdoor breaking ball. A good one from Pena, 0-1. ...18-year-old lefty awaits the pitch. Taken down and outside. Fayetteville coming off a home series in which they took 4 out of 6 against the Down East Wood Ducks before they went out on the road to Delmarva. There's a deep drive out towards right field and a 3-run rocket off the bat of Yoferi Rodriguez. He has 4 RBIs on the game. And with one swing, the Mudcats have swollen their lead up to 4. There was no question about that one. Another hard hit ball from Rodriguez.
Well, you talked about it earlier, Colin. This guy, Yoferi Rodriguez, has had no shortage of big swings this year. The Grand Slam earlier in the season that won them a game, and he saves his best swings when runners are on or in scoring position. Now driven in all 4 Carolina runs.
That's his 3rd homer of the season. And Cooper Pratt will take a fastball with some frustration on it from Elaine Pena on the inside corner. Fastball in strike 2, and now you really have to feel good if you're the Mudcats based on what you've seen on the mound for Manuel Rodriguez. Yeah. He was pitching great in a 1-run game. Now he's got himself a 4-run game. There's no throwing right now in the Mudcats bullpen, and really, why would there be? 1-1, misses down and inside. I think it'll be a tough ask for Rodriguez to go the distance today. I don't know the last time we've seen a 9-inning complete game shutout.
It doesn't happen in this league.
Might have to go back to when, like, Reagan was in office or something like that, as that ball has popped foul out of play.
Yeah, it's not until the if your pitch count's low enough, I guess anything's possible. Nobody for Fayetteville's ever come close to doing that. Yohanse Torres in 19 threw a 7-inning complete game, but he may flirt with it today.
Base is empty, 1 down on Pratt. 1-for-2 today, and he chops it foul outside of third past his manager, Nick Stanley, in his first year managing the Mudcats. Comes over after serving on the coaching staff of the AA Biloxi Shuckers in Mississippi in AA, and so far it's been a very strong start to his tenure through 25 games with Carolina, filling the shoes of 2023 Carolina League Manager of the Year, Victor Estevez, now with High A Wisconsin as the manager. Chopper, with some crazy spin on it. It lands foul, and Caldera anyways decided, you know, I'll throw it up the line. And he threw it into right field, but it was a foul ball.
Yeah, it took a really odd hop. It hit the lip of the grass right out in front of home plate and just took a right angle. Bounced out of foul territory, and even Caldera, it didn't register with him right away. Hey, that's a foul ball. Cooper Pratt wondering why the ball's sailing into right. Hey, appreciate your Biloxi Shuckers reference, by the way, as well. I can always enjoy that. We got a Shuckers sign up here in the booth, my former stomping grounds as well.
High pop up right side heading towards the rain tarp. That's Carrillo heading over there, but he runs out of room. That's a Shuckers team that's got a lot of the top prospects right now in the Brewers system on it. They did have first-round pick Brock Wilkin to start the year. He took a, I believe it was a line drive in batting practice or a pitch, either or, off his face. Ended up on the injured list. He came back today, posted on his Instagram, making a reference to a mask, and he's actually got a mask that he'll be wearing currently. As that pitch misses down and away to Pratt, 2-2. And the exact caption was, no one cared who I was until I put on the mask. So a little cliche, but good to see Wilkin back playing baseball as one of the top prospects in the Brewers system. Got a chance to see him win the Cape League MVP 3 years ago with the Harwich Mariners. Ground ball left side. Scooped up, throw on to first by Luciano, two down. Close play at the bag, but beats Pratt by half a step. Two outs, three home in the inning, and cleanup man Juan Baez. Not much cleanup right now. The base is empty. Job done by Yoferi Rodriguez. Big swing there, and Baez can't connect. That home run, the 15th of the season for the Carolina Mudcats. They were in a tie for fifth coming into today's game. Baez sharply to short. Jaworski with one hand comes up firing, and the inning is over. So Pena settles down, retires the last two batters he faces, but a three-run laser off the bat of Yoferi Rodriguez expands the lead to four for the Mudcats as we head to the seventh inning stretch. It's 4-0 Carolina.
Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. I so it's root Packers. Say it loud. At the old atta boy, Packers, atta boy. The bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers. The first baseman, number 26, Oliver Carrillo.
First baseman Oliver Carrillo digs in, looking to find a way to solve the 18-year-old on the mound for the Mudcats. Manuel Rodriguez drew six scoreless innings. It's a 4-0 lead for Carolina, and that is strike one on Carrillo. But the teenagers coming through for the Mudcats tonight. six shutout innings from Manuel Rodriguez. Yoferi Rodriguez, the 18-year-old, has driven in all four runs, including a three-run home run. Those two have no relation. Pitch misses down and away. It's 1-1 on Carrillo. A couple of guys who certainly are in no rush to make their way up the Brewers system, but certainly playing like guys that are very much on the big league club's radar as they ascend through the ranks. Carrillo 0-for-2, a ground out. He's also struck out, one of six punch outs for Rodriguez, who's in his seventh inning of work. Towering pop-up, and that'll head towards Hay Street.
Earlier on, we were talking about you just need a bloop and a blast to take a lead. Three-run home run by the Mudcats really changes the complexion. Now the Woodpeckers need to try and string together multiple hits or try and, you know, take some walks. It's hard, though, when the guy on the mound is throwing nothing but strikes.
And still in the mid-50s as far as pitch count goes. Pop-up heads into shallow right field. Kalan Nicasia underneath it loses the hat, but makes the play for the first out. It almost feels like how things had gone for the Woodpeckers in the final 3-4 games last week on the road in Delmarva, where they haven't been striking out a bunch, but balls in play just have not found outfield grass. Here's Kenny Gomez. Takes ball one down and away. Just two hits so far for Fayetteville, compared to 9 for the Mudcats. Ground ball to short, backhanded, and a strong throw by Cooper Pratt in time for the second out.
That's the best throw we've seen out of Pratt so far tonight. Really got his feet set underneath him and used every bit of that arm to get it over there. That was a whip. He can really sling it.
Crazy thing about Pratt, he's got a lot of ties to his baseball family. A couple uncles who played college ball, including one that played at Arizona State, as that one popped foul down the right field line. Played at Arizona State under current Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Those were some prime ASU years.
Yep.
Yeah, go Devils.
But on top of that, Murphy was talking about Pratt after he was drafted. One of the names that came out of his mouth as far as comparison goes, Robin Yount. Not a bad guy to be compared to. No. When you're drafted by the Brewers, as Santander falls behind nothing and two. 3,000 hits, and I'd say the face of the franchise in the history of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Mm-hmm. Goes back more than half a century. Santander drives one out to right field. Goodbye! Santander ends the shutout with one swing, a booming drive over the right field wall into Healy's bar. It is 4-1. Kind of the same trajectory as Yoferi Rodriguez's home run. Just a straight line over the wall.
98 off the bat, Colin. 360 rounded up. 359. We'll call it 360 out there to Healy's bar. You know, Fayetteville, like we said, they've made some hard contact today. They've found some infielders. They've had a couple of balls fall just short on the track. Not that time around.
See if that's a spark that can rally the Woodpeckers down the stretch. A two-out home run. Brings up Wander Luciano, who's got no one count now on Rodriguez, who finally looks human after that long ball. This has popped up into foul territory. And coming over and making the catch, running into the fence, Blaber Diaz ends the inning in style. So Fayetteville gets on the board as Juan Santander with his third home run of the season, but it's a lone run they get, and Fayetteville heads to the eighth inning, trailing the Mudcats 4-1. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, make sure you come out on Saturday, May 11th, for our Around the World in 9 Innings night. Be one of the first 1,000 fans to get your hands on a Guerrero's Bucket Hat.
Haven't caught up with my friends in weeks, and now we're out of touch.
And make sure you come out to the ballpark Sunday, May 12th, to celebrate Mother's Day. The Woodpeckers will be wearing special on-field breast cancer jerseys that we'll be auctioning off. Proceeds from the auction will benefit the Woodpeckers Fund to be donated to the local charitable breast cancer initiative.
Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs too cold. A little bit tired of sinking. There's water in my pulse. I'm barely breathing, trying to stay afloat. So I got these.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Alain Pena. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Mudcats, the catcher, number 21, David Garcia.
David Garcia steps in, 4-1. The Carolina Mudcats lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And to take us through the conclusion on this Tuesday night from Segra Stadium, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, Colin, first ground ball just takes a nasty hop over Carrillo. Rolls out into the right field corner. Throw misses the cutoff man. It's fielded by Jaworski. And Garcia comes away with a leadoff double to start the Carolina eighth. That was already in a tough spot for Carrillo to make the play directly behind the first base bag. And the second it landed on the far side of the bag, it grabbed a chunk of dirt and kicked over Carrillo. That's an area where you'll have a lot of dirt clogs be sprung up just from base runners over at first base. It might have clipped one of those. And a high curve to Luis Castillo. Starts out his at-bat 1-0. Four runs on 10 Carolina hits. The big swing, a three-run home run from Yeferi Rodriguez. Here's a ground ball towards the middle. Fielded over it short by Jaworski. Stepping a throw to first gets Castillo. David Garcia makes it down to second, third. Two for four day for Luis Castillo. Here is Kalan Nicasia. He's 0 for 3. Pair of ground outs, one of those that turned into a double play. Fayetteville infield plays shallow. Alain Pena with a long set. The pitch. Nicasia swings through a good curve. It's nothing and one. We'll bring you some Carolina League scores here in just a moment. Columbia and Kannapolis, the two teams directly behind the Woodpeckers in the standings. Pitch down in the dirt. Even if Fayetteville's not able to come from behind tonight, six outs to play with, down 4-1. Their first place spot is not in jeopardy. They have a game and a half lead over the Columbia Fireflies entering this series. Carolina trying to hold off the Fred Nats, who have been surging at 18-9. 1-1 is high and outside. Fred Nats actually have the same number of wins as the Mudcats with 18, but have played two more games than Carolina due to their weather issues in Zebulon over the weekend. Everybody shallow on the grass after a high fastball. Nicasia in a 2-1 count. Here comes the pitch. He swings and pops it up left side over the stands and out of play. Hitting coach Austin Turner has to be pleased with what he's seen down in that Carolina dugout. Just a 28-year-old hitting coach for the Mudcats. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a fly out into fairly shallow right. Ochoa lining it up, waiting for it, makes the catch. Runner will hold it third. And that throw was on the line. Cut off by Carrillo right in front of the plate. Probably a wise hold by David Garcia. Ochoa would have gunned him down.
Yeah, and at this point, you know, three-run lead, trust the guy behind you to try and bring that run in with a base hit. Don't want to be running into outs, making it a little bit easier on an opponent that's already trailing and has for much of the ball game.
Here's Blayberg Diaz. He has the bright yellow cleats as well. A walk and scored on the three-run home run in the seventh. From the right side, Diaz ready. The pitch takes on the inner half, a called strike one. Faded in an 83-mile-per-hour changeup. 10 hits on the day, 4 for extra bases, 3 doubles, and a 3-run home run out of the Carolina lineup card. Right as Pena began to kick, time called to the plate by Diaz. Pena's been meticulous out there on the mound. Maybe slowing his pace a little more than usual out of the stretch with runners on when you have 18 seconds. Sets on the 0-1. Brings the clock all the way down to 5. Delivers. And on a breaking ball, it's rolled towards the middle. Jaworski scoops it, shuffles, throws to first, and makes the play. Saves the run, standing down to third base. Elaine Pena puts up a 0 and works around the leadoff double. Fayetteville trailing 4-1 tonight in the series opener. We go to the bottom of the eighth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stop. Have a time.
And direct your attention to the video board for the Capital One What's in Your Wallet Shuffle. Keep your eyes on the Capital One Venture X card and guess which Capital One wallet it's in and at the end.
Who wrote this? You, Pat?
Ain't no turning, turning back.
If you guessed the Capital One Venture X card was in Wallet 2, you are correct. Current Capital One card holders, to take advantage of the great benefits, visit MLB.com/Capital One. Hey, what's in your wallet? Nothing. Fans, make sure to join us for yoga prior to our game on Sunday. Limited sponsor available. For more information, visit the guest services table. Yoga.
Ready to people. A new day has just begun. And I wear my colors on my back. We created equal. One race and that's... Since young and now we dream of getting rich.
This pitch and change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now batting for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop.
Chase Jaworski leads off the bottom of the eighth inning. Swings away at the first pitch from New Carolina right-hander Casey Hunt and fouls it off. Woodpeckers are happy to see anybody other than Miguel Rodriguez out there on the mound. With the way his pitch count was shaping up and the way he was limiting those throws, we thought we may see him all night. Jaworski shoots one foul over the press box. Nothing in two. It'll be Jaworski, Ochoa, and Nunez. Fayetteville trails 4-1 tonight. Lone run breaking up the shutout of one. Santander home run to right in the seventh inning, his third of the year. Jaworski off the end of the bat, rolls it softly left side. Third baseman Baez scoops on the cut of the grass and gets a quick throw off to first in time. Jaworski is retired, goes to 0-3. And now it's Neomar Ochoa. Casey Hunt, a 6'4" righty, 23 years old, and born in Westwood, New Jersey. He pitched for the Arizona Complex League Brewers last year. He's a non-drafted free agent signing from the 2023 flock. First pitch high to Ochoa, 1-0.
He was actually drafted back in 2022 by the Pirates in the 12th round, did not sign. Ends up with the Brewers organization one draft later.
Ochoa cutting through a pitch near the top of the zone. He's 0 for 2 today with a flyout and a strikeout. Swings and misses here on another changeup from Hunt. One ball and two strikes. Alejandro Nunez, a lefty, awaiting in the on-deck circle. The wind and the hesitation. Here comes Casey Hunt down the hill, and he misses inside. I do have to wonder if Ochoa's hand is cramping a bit today. He spent a large portion of the afternoon signing baseball cards that I assume will be put into a future maybe Topps product or Bowman product. 2-2 pitch coming home, and he swings and foul tips into the glove. Ochoa down with a wave, strikes out for a second time, goes to 0-for-3. But, yeah, if you open baseball packs, keep an eye out on those Ochoa autograph cards. He was busy all day signing. I saw him probably over the course of 3 hours just signing card after card. I think he took some breaks in between. But I can confirm that they are authentic. Saw them with my own eyes. Alejandro Nunez now. He swings and misses on an inside pitch. Casey Hunt drawing a lot of swing and miss here in the eighth inning, working in relief. As the righty throws, he gets another check swing out of Nunez, and it's quickly nothing and two. That fastball up to 94 miles an hour.
And those cards be a hot commodity in Houston for a number of reasons. Of course, the Astros, yep. But he's also local to the area.
Sure. 0-2 misses up and outside. And I think everybody's excited about his potential. Still just 18 years old, but already big-time size. And he's had some big-time swings this year, including a game-winning three-run home run. 1-2 to Nunez. Stays off an outside changeup. That just missed. Good take. 1-2. Bases clear, two outs. The Woodpeckers have just four outs to play with in this game, down 4-1. Next pitch, Nunez takes high. 3-2. Alejandro coming off of a series in Delmarva where he got a couple of days off. Didn't have a hit. He went 0-for-7 with three strikeouts, so trying to end a little bit of a drought. 3-2 payoff. Up and outside, ball four. And Nunez works himself all the way back after going down in the count. First walk surrendered today by Carolina pitching. Been nothing but strike throwing between Miguel Rodriguez and oncoming reliever Casey Hunt. That final line for Rodriguez is dazzling. Seven innings, he gave up three hits, just one run. It was earned on the home run. No walks and six strikeouts. Fernando Caldera, the nine-hitter, takes strike one.
We'll have to see how many times a guy has gone seven innings by himself this year in the Carolina League. Has to be a very short list.
Yeah, he may be the only one. Pitch down to the dirt. That bounces away from Garcia. Kicks towards the third base on deck circle. And Alejandro Nunez on the wild pitch struts down to second. It definitely is the longest an opposing starter has pitched against the Woodpeckers this year. Seven innings of one-run ball, and Rodriguez was perfect going into the fifth. He faced the minimum in this game until a two-out single from this guy, Caldera, in the sixth inning put him on. Got a double play ball after a single in the fifth inning, and the Woodpeckers have just twice put a runner in scoring position across the game. 1-1, a curve outside, it missed.
First seven-inning outing across the league this year.
Okay.
First one since late July.
And what's most impressive is over all of it is that he only needed 64 pitches. Caldera swings through, and the count levels at 2-2. 48 strikes as well over the 64. That was, I guess they call it the old Maddox, right? When you throw a complete game under 99, he was on pace to do that. 2-2 with the runner at second. Caldera strikes out. A low changeup from KC Hunt retires the Woodpeckers in the eighth inning. They strand a runner, Nunez, at second base. And trail by three as we head to the final frames. 4-1 Carolina as they try and take the series opener. We're back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Where are we, man?
right, fans, it's time for the Flex Cam. Let's see those muscles. Flex Cam. 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 We want to thank everyone for participating in tonight's Flex Cam. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Elaine Pena. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Mudcats, the left fielder, number 6, Yoswar Garcia.
Yoswar Garcia at the bottom of the Mudcats order leads off the top of the ninth. Takes strike one from Elaine Pena. Now Fayetteville has not had to tax the bullpen here in the opener. 5 innings from the starter Santos, and Elaine Pena now in his 4th inning of relief work. He takes, or delivers a strike, should say. Garcia takes strike two, and it's an 0-2 hole for the 9 hitter who dropped a beautiful bunt single down the third baseline in the 7th. He's 1-for-3. 0-2 pitch on a line out towards right field, slicing towards the stripe, and it drops foul. Just about a half foot to the right of the chalk line. It was fair the entire way and had some slice on it as it landed on the extended warning track, and Garcia back to the plate. Casey Hunt tossed a scoreless 8th behind the starter, Miguel Rodriguez, who went 7, and we confirmed first 7-inning outing for a starter this year in the Carolina League. Yoswar Garcia digs back in, and Elaine Pena, who's given up a 3-run home run today, fires. This is a little bit low and inside. You came across the last time a Fayetteville or a opposing starter, Colin, went at least 7 against the Woodpeckers. It was on the road last season. Now the 1-2. A tapper back towards the mound. Gets beyond Pena. Shallow for Jaworski. He attempts to bare hand and stumbles over. No play to be made on a soft bouncer, and it'll likely go as a single for Yoswar Garcia.
Anything on the ground, it's like Willie Mays Hayes from Major League, where it puts it on the ground, it's probably going to be a base hit for Yoswar Garcia. And that straight line speed, second time, laid down a bunt last time, and this one was basically a swinging bunt. Good effort by Jaworski, but unless you can do it in one fluid motion, you're not getting Garcia.
Now Daniel Guillarte, runners going right away, high throw, one hopper down to second, and the tag not in time. Garcia dives headlong into the bag. His helmet almost made it to the outfield, flying off his head. And he's a little bit shaken up now, hunched over and grabbing at his shoulder. Garcia flexing that right arm. And he went in hard to the bag.
Silver lining, that's his 13th stolen base of the season. Baker's dozen, and still in the top 5 in the league category. Real game changer at the bottom of your lineup to have a guy who can hit for contact and steal bases.
First stolen base of the game for Carolina, and that's something Fayetteville catching is trying to limit going into this series. Bouncing ball hit inside a third, fielded by Luciano. Toss across a little low, and in time, Carrillo digs it out with a stretch. And Luciano showing out that arm strength. There was a game in Delmarva where Woodpeckers catchers allowed 10 stolen bases. That Shorebirds team, that's their M.O., though. They have some pitchers, and they single a bunch. They don't have a lot of power hitters, but they single and they're fast. And that's how they were able to win 3 ball games against Fayetteville in their home park last week. Now it's Yeferi Rodriguez. That's the 3-run home run in the 7th, and he takes strike one.
Franchise record for all the wrong reasons for the Woodpeckers, 10 stolen bases allowed.
The 0-1 pitch. It's outside Rodriguez. Just to close out that point I was making earlier to Colin about opposing starters going seven or more. It last happened in Lynchburg last year on the road. Pena with the long set, and he comes home, tipped in and out of the glove.
Yeah, it was Austin Peterson who not only did that once, but twice. He threw eight innings. Did it a month earlier against the Delmarva Shorebirds up in Lynchburg. So just a guy who can give you length. And then the Guardians organization, they weren't worried about pitch count. They just let him go.
Runners going to third. Pitch outside. Caldera's throw is in time. A low one-hopping throw. Luciano with the beautiful pick. And Carolina manager Nick Stanley will argue it briefly with the base umpire, Andrew Schirach.
I will say Stanley, like his predecessor, Victor Estevez, very even-keeled. Certainly not a guy that will be all that animated when discussing a call, and that's a good example of it right there. And I think he, you know, recognizing the situation, a three-run ball game, close play at third, certainly not something to get too worked up over.
Here's the 2-2 to Rodriguez. It's outside. Three balls and two strikes. Rodriguez up to three home runs and an even 20 RBIs after his shot to Healy's in the seventh. The pitch. Curveball got him looking. Right on the outside corner, Pena paints it, and he faces the minimum thanks to Caldera's snap throw down to third, catching Garcia. One more chance for Fayetteville tonight to strike a comeback. Going to the bottom of the ninth with the Woodpeckers trailing 4-1.
And join us right back here tomorrow night for our first Wagon Wednesday of the year. Bring your pup as the Woodpeckers take on the Mudcats in game two of the series. First pitch is set for 6:35 p.m.
Do you recall not long ago when you were walking on the sidewalk? Innocent, remember, all we did was care for each other. But the night was warm, we were bold and young.
Get off your seats and on your feet. It's time for the bottom of the ninth inning. Let me hear you make some noise.
Cesar Hernandez leads off the bottom of the ninth inning. He's 0 for 3 with three groundouts in this one against the righty Casey Hunt. Hunt pitched a scoreless eighth. And tonight he's trying for the two-inning save behind the starter, Miguel Rodriguez. This pitch popped up and over our heads. It's nothing and two quickly on Cesar. Woodpeckers have their top three in the order here. Some threatening bats of Hernandez, Carrillo, and Kenny Gomez. Hunt with the pitch down to the dirt. Hernandez with a five-hit series on the road in Delmarva. Well, a double shy of the cycle a week ago in that 10-2 win. That's the biggest output the Woodpeckers have had offensively, though, in the last week. Struggling a bit tonight as the 1-2 is lifted foul off to left. Stays 1-2 on Hernandez. Fayetteville's put the ball in play. They've only struck out eight times. The 1-2 will make it nine times. Hernandez chases one down in the dirt. Tag laid down by Garcia, and Fayetteville down to their final couple of outs. Here comes Oliver Carrillo.
This pitching staff really is something else for the Mudcats. He goes seven innings for one run ball from Rodriguez and turned the ball over to a guy in Casey Hunt who hasn't given up a run this year through six outings, and he's picking up right where he's left off over those first six outings in Fayetteville. Team that had struggled a little bit on the road at the plate. Tough task to follow it up when you're series opener, when you got two guys pitching as well as they have.
First pitch slider for a strike. Casey Hunt locating well, the former Mississippi State ball player. The Y and the offer. And a swing by Carrillo on a breaking ball down and away. He's quickly in an 0-2 hole. A quick scan of the Carolina League tonight. Columbia trailing Salem 2-1. The Woodpeckers will hope that result holds. What worked out for them tonight is Kannapolis losing to Delmarva. Shorebirds are suddenly playing some winning baseball. They win tonight on the road 5-3. So Kannapolis 2.5 back of Fayetteville, not going to gain a game on the Peckers this evening. The 1-2 wind and offer. Carrillo strikes out. All off speed in that at bat. Change up below the zone. Around 10 strikeouts now for the Fayetteville lineup. And the Woodpeckers are down to their final out. Gomez 0-3 with a strikeout. Swings and misses here at the first pitch. This ball game's official start time was 6:37 p.m. It's 8:36 p.m. Quick out here would wrap it up in under 2 hours. Line drive left side, and Kenny Gomez has something to say about that. Let's play a little longer. A two-out single. And Gomez ends his hitless night. Improves to 1-4. Hands the bat off to Juan Santander, who went deep to Healy's bar out to right field in the seventh.
And Gomez, Chaffee, hoping to maybe start another one of those long on-base streaks, the one he had that was snapped last week. It was 18 games?
18 games, yeah. It was the fourth longest in the Carolina League. He has a 9-game hitting streak and an 8-game hitting streak already this year. First pitch to Santander, knee-high changeup. And it's 0-1. Quick other look at some other scores. You have Augusta and Myrtle Beach scoreless. There's only a combined 3 hits in that game. Fredericksburg leading Charleston 3-2, and Lynchburg leading Down East in a North Division series. And that game just wrapped up at Granger Stadium. Lynchburg wins tonight 7-5. Santander in a 1-1 count. Gomez off of first base, but the tying run still in the on-deck circle. The pitch. And muscling up, missing a changeup. Now 2-2 on Santander. A 1-2, pardon me. Fayetteville down to their final strike. Mudcats closing in on a series opening victory and win number 19 of the year. The set by Casey Hunt. And the pitch on the way. Grounded out towards short. This should do it. Pratt up with it. Goes the short way to second. Guillarte receives. And that is the ball game. Santander grounds out. Pardon me, fielder's choice forces out Gomez. And Carolina takes the series opener 4-1 in a snappy 2 hours and 1 minute. Shortest game of the season goes to the way of Carolina. And we'll talk about it next. The postgame show coming up at Segra Stadium. Stay tuned on MILB.TV and FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Colin and I send you on your way next.
Fans, at this time, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcasters Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey. Chappie, take it away.
Thank you, Ray. Welcome back upstairs into the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth, everybody, for the Woodpecker postgame show. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Thanks for being with us in the series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats. This was a lightning quick game, Colin. We got it in 2 hours and 1 minute, the fastest ball game of the 2024 season. That's the type of baseball you play sometimes in the new pitch clock era, and the type of baseball that you play when the opposing starter's going 13 up, 13 down to start the game. The Woodpeckers just needed a hit to try and get the offense going. Wander Luciano provided that in the fifth inning, but nothing consecutive really arrived today. The Woodpeckers did get the big blast out of Juan Santander, which was nice to see. Carolina countered it with a three-run shot of their own, and that was essentially the swing that put the cap on this game. The starter, Rodriguez, goes seven. Casey Hunt closes it down with a two-inning save, and this Mudcats team, we knew it coming in, going to offer the Woodpeckers a big challenge this week. 19 wins, and they remain atop the Carolina League North Division.
Yeah, Chappie, you think about it, there were three players that really delivered this victory for the Mudcats, starting with Manuel Rodriguez going seven innings on the mound. Almost felt like he was going to go eight or even beyond with the pace that he was pitching at. Eventually, though, as you mentioned, Santander with a big swing to break up that shutout bid. Then you have Yoferi Rodriguez, who drove in the game's opening run. It seemed like one was going to be enough regardless the way that Rodriguez was pitching early on. Manuel Rodriguez, that is. And ultimately, it was a three-run blast that really put the game away for Rodriguez. A couple of 18-year-olds that really came through in this ballgame. And then it was the college-experienced Mississippi State product in Hunt, who goes two scoreless innings. He's had seven scoreless outings to start his season. So wherever you look in this rotation, this bullpen for the Mudcats, there's a reason why they have the lowest ERA amongst pitching staffs among the entire Carolina League this year. So this is a very difficult team to beat in the Mudcats. There's a reason why they're 19-7 to open up the season. Simple thing, though, is we still got five more games this week, and the Woodpeckers have played some really good baseball at home this year, now 8-5 on the season in this ballpark. So we'll just see what the Mudcats will throw at them tomorrow, and we'll see if that late surge that Fayetteville had. You saw Kenny Gomez break through with a hit late as well. Yeah. They have the offense to hang with any team in the league. The question is, can they break out of this little rut that we've seen them in for about four or five games now?
Yeah, they love to hit in this ballpark, and they'll try and bounce back tomorrow with right-hander Sandy Mejia on the mound. He gets the start for Fayetteville. Opposite of him is right-hander Bishop Letson, who has really solid numbers. No record, but a 1.04 ERA going into tomorrow's start. Not an Education Day Wednesday, as it's been the last couple of homestands. We are back to our normal start time of 6:35. 5 p.m. and it's Wagon Wednesday, so you can bring your pups out to the ballpark. Make sure you have vaccination information on hand so you can check your dog into the ballpark. We'd love to have you out at the park tomorrow for our first Wagon Wednesday of the year, and tons of fun in stores. We're here through Sunday as this series carries on tomorrow. If you're not able to make it to the ballpark, Colin and I will cover the action for you on Woodpeckers Radio, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, or the MILB app. You can also subscribe to MILB.TV or MLB TV if you have that package, and watch all minor league baseball live streams as well with our beautiful HD video feed in-house. That does it for us tonight in Game 1. Carolina wins it 4-1, the final score. They go to 19-7 overall. The Woodpeckers drop to 16-12. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey signing off from the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. Good night, everybody, and drive home safely. Thanks for tuning in.